There's been over 4 million people from over 160 different countries from around the world that have participated in these mostly youth-led climate strikes. And so now we're hearing a lot of people asking, that's awesome. This is fantastic. Now what? And so this event is part of our attempts to try and find some positive answers to that question and figure out what we do next as a community and as a region in making progress on climate and clean energy.
Talk about the event. What can event goers expect?
The town of Carbondale published a climate action plan in 2017. The city of Aspen has their climate and sustainability plan. And a lot of the other communities like Basalt do as well. And so this will be an opportunity for the audience to find out more about these plans and get an up-to-date picture about where we are as a region in terms of clean energy and climate progress and goals and what we need to do to meet those goals faster.
Well, this comes on the heels of a study by CORE about carbon emissions in the Upper Roaring Fork Valley. Maybe you're familiar with that. You know, the fact that, yes, the Upper Roaring Fork Valley has reduced carbon emissions, but we need to do more. So it sounds like this dovetails nicely with that in that people can find out exactly what they can do.
Yes, this is perfect timing coming shortly after CORE published their report. We're going to have a really what we hope to be an interesting panel discussion between some local experts and community leaders.
Okay.
Ben Baumfock, who's a trustee with the town of Carbondale, Bill Infante, a council member with the town of Basalt, Mayor Torrey from the city of Aspen, Paula Stepp, council member with the city of Glenwood Springs, Brian Hannigan, the CEO of Holy Cross Energy, and Kevin Brame, who's a manager with Rocky Mountain Institute.
What are they going to be talking about?
So one of the big themes of this is how can we make progress faster as a region on these clean energy targets?
Okay.
A lot of our individual municipalities have their own climate action plans. Where are their similarities and where can we find more collaborative solutions and not need to reinvent the wheel and think of joint actions that add up to something greater than the sum of our individual plans? Because it's global warming. It's a global problem. Climate change requires all the solutions and everyone to participate.
Right. It sounds like this event is focused on municipalities and county governments. What about individuals?
We need action at the individual and personal level. We need action at the household level. Mm. We need action at the community level, the regional level, state level, national level. And so it's going to require a systems level approach, thinking about every level for us to make significant progress on the issue of climate. So as an individual, you can think about your transportation. But then it also takes collaboration from, you know, municipal governments to pull together a strong regional transit agency like RAFTA, which we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited that RAFTA is going to be getting some fully electric buses
very
soon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's an effort that took action from every level, that took action from individuals asking for that, that took action from individual communities and elected officials asking for that. So it's really a joint effort.
How long did it take from people first asking RAFTA or talking about an electric buses to now that RAFTA has two electric buses coming online?
I'm not entirely sure, but it's been many, many years. Mm-hmm. And that's just an example of how tough it is to make some of this progress on these issues.
Why is it so tough? I mean, you know, the climate strikes that Friday brought home that global warming is a really urgent issue. So why does it take so long to come up with effective solutions?
That's a great question. I wish I had the answer. I think that's something that we're all grappling with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the good news in terms of the clean energy and technological developments is that we're getting to a place where suddenly these technologies like solar and like batteries are really cost effective. And in the marketplace, they're winning out. That being said, it's still not happening fast enough. And so that's why we really need to come together as a community and figure out where the pressure points, where the leverage points, where we can make our dollars and our resources and our time go further.
So what's the takeaway for each individual from this event?
We really want them to come away with a greater body of knowledge about the existing plans and efforts in our municipalities and region, and also a sense of empowerment about what are the next steps that I can take on a personal level and on a community level and on a systems level to accelerate progress towards clean energy and climate goals. We're going to have lots of community organizations in the room that have been working on these issues for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Holy Cross Energy, Alpine Bank, 350 Roaring Fork, Wilderness Workshop, the Roaring Fork High School Energy Club, SunSense, Conservation Colorado, the Farm Collaborative.
Wow. So it's community collaboration is what it sounds like.
100%.
Stefan Johnson of CLEAR, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's been a pleasure.